Kathy Dawes and Dave Lewis on Open Phones. If people want to enter in, 537-1350, starting to run out of time, if there's things they'd like to chat about, and how did other people spend their weekends?
There's something that, and we have, we don't have City End tomorrow, right? That's next week.
Tomorrow's Pottawatomie County.
Okay,
day.
All right. Mm-hmm. I was out at Sunrise Cemetery over the weekend, Saturday. I go out there frequently. There's an area out there. It's the eastern part of the cemetery where it looks like they're creating an area that it's got like strips of concrete. And I don't know if they're paving like a ceremony area out there.
But, interesting.
That's the first time that I had noticed that. And I got to find out. That's why I bring that up. So when the city folks are in, we're going to make sure we ask Ron on that. Mm-hmm. Good morning. You're on K-Man.
Hi, this is Erica Sponberg calling.
Hello, Erica.
Hi, I'm calling because I did go to the march in Topeka on Saturday, and it was wonderful.
Erica, by the way, is one of our reporters here on K-Man. Tell us what your
experience
was like.
I'm sure it was interesting to watch, yes.
Yeah, it was great. We got there about 11:30, about 1 o'clock, and there was already a great crowd, lots of families. That was one thing that really surprised me, is how positive and family-friendly the whole event was. All the speakers were eloquent in their words and were just really powerful and great energy the whole time. I was really, really impressed. And it felt like a fun family event to remind everyone of the privilege that we have in this country to speak freely and to enjoy our right of assembly.
Very good. I know my daughter took her daughter, so you're right. I think it was a family event for a lot of folks, and my 9-year-old granddaughter was there too. So.
Right.
So you got a 6-year-old granddaughter that can fold a fitted sheet and a 9-year-old granddaughter that attended the rally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got to cover all the spectrum.
Well, I know. I mean, it's just like we're learning more and more about Kathy's family. Isn't it terrific?
It is wonderful, yeah.
Erica, appreciate you calling.
Focus on In Focus.
All right.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
And it was nice she was able to observe some of that. And
I don't have any granddaughters.
Mm-hmm.
I have one daughter who's in Africa on a missions trip. She posted on Facebook a video of being in the desert and, being like between you and me, that far away from elephants in their native habitat.
Whereabouts in Africa?
Tanzania.
Okay.
So it's a combination of cultural studies course, intercession at Tabor College, and missions work.
I went there in 1970.
In Africa? Africa?
Yes, I went to Ethiopia, Kenya, South Africa, back when apartheid was a deal, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
Ivory Coast, Senegal, yes, Ghana.
Where else have you traveled? Have you traveled to any other continents?
Japan.
Yeah?
Been to Europe.
Yeah, I'm going to Topeka tonight.
Never been to Australia. I do need to make that trip.
I have some friends that have been in Australia here just as recently, and they post their pictures on Facebook. It's just like,
Unlike my son-in-law, I have no desire to go to Antarctica for his bucket list. He did that this last November.
Why?
Because he'd hit all the other continents, and by the age of 40, he wanted to hit them all.
What did he do in Antarctica besides freeze his
saw lots and lots off. Of penguins.
Really? Okay.
And sea lions, yes.
Okay, good. Good. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did he notice any effects of global warming? Because that seems to be where many of the effects of global warming
are
seen.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure they got into that. Usually when they travel on those, too, they're with a group of scientists. And so it's, I'm sure, fascinating to hear some of what they have to say. But
yeah. Do you by chance happen to have that one little microphone thing open? Is it just your microphone?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess by habit, I must be doing that. And we need to have that one checked out now, too.
Yeah, because I had that little crack thing. So we need to. Okay. All right.
That one's also.
Thank you for putting up with our technological maintenance here. We're able to maybe determine what that little crackling sound was.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having a tough time.
We sure have.
And by the way, speaking of technical activities, we have been going through quite a bit of activity here at the Manhattan Broadcasting Headquarters, building new studios, getting ready for a new transition that will be happening in the very near future. So we're all very excited about that. So tomorrow we got Pottawatomie County in, did you say?
I'm not sure who yet. They're working on that at their meeting today. They're aware that it's their day tomorrow, so not sure who.
I still hear that crack.
I do, too. It must be my mic now.
No, it's probably something way beyond that. Okay, anyway. So Pottawatomie County tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the rest of the week, what's our lineup? We got a bunch of stuff coming up.
Well, it's actually the day that we hear from Riley County USD 378. Well, actually, tomorrow also is Dr. Art DeGroat. Don't want to forget about him.
Oh, we,
Executive Director
Art
of
will
Military
not let
and
you
Veterans
forget
Affairs
about him.
At K-State. He'll be in also tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Riley County's USD 378 and USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph will be in on Wednesday. Linda Teener with UFM will also be on. We have John Farley with the Kansas Regenerative Medicine Center and Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole with us. And give me just a second to look up on Friday. Don't have that right at my fingertips here.
Filling in with all kinds of just little different things that we can say.
It's time for State Representative Susie Swanson of Clay Center to join us via phone. You know, we have our legislators on every week. And Riley County Police Director Brad Schoen, U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall is supposed to chat with us.
That's going
to
be his first time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Yep.
He's on the Ag Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. It's a busy week on In Focus.
Yes, it is.
So today, here on the other side of CBS News, we are going to have Clark Howard, then the Rush Limbaugh Show, and Rush obviously has nothing to talk about or gloat about. Followed by Dan Patrick. Lots of sports stuff to talk about over the weekend, NFL things, and then Wildcat Insider with Wyatt Thompson and crew on KMAP. Have yourself a great day. It's 10 a.m. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day. Enjoy. Temperatures up in the 50s.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump has sent a clear message to American business in a White House meeting with top CEOs. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
He gathered the CEOs of a dozen companies.